The salon I work at is truly terrifying. Experience. Okay, so I've worked at this salon for about a year now. I started last June as a receptionist while I was still going to hair school. To give you an idea of the building, it's 4 separate leases in a fairly old building. The main floor is the store, then behind the reception desk in the store there are stairs that go down to the salon. You go all the way through the salon and you find a cement staircase going up to the top floors. There's a clothing store that's unrelated on the second floor, and on the third floor is the spa as well as the corporate office space we use in the staff lounge area. For the first few months I worked there, I never really experienced anything. So this girl I used to work with, she quit several months back unrelated to this. But she was telling me some of the shit that goes on specifically in the spa. This is the first whiff of anything I've ever heard regarding spooky shit at my work. So there was a new girl starting and she was opening the spa. You enter the spa through the back cement staircase and the front door the guests enter through is locked from the inside. So this girl is opening the tills and suddenly she turns and there's a slender pale woman standing there in a red swooping sun hat. She is obviously confused because the front is still locked, but she looks at the computer screen to see if there's an appointment booked super early, and as she's asking the woman what she is here for, she looks back up from the screen. And the red hat woman is gone. The new girl apparently never came back after that shift. So apparently there is a spa ghost that many people have seen, heard and felt. She wears a red hat. Since starting I've also began working in the spa. The spa is honestly really old, it's also 2 floors, so there is a metal spiral staircase that you can see from the reception desk that goes down to the petty stations and waxing rooms etc. I often have heard footsteps coming up the stairs only to have no one arrive at the top. The reception desk is also behind a wall, so when you're walking to the front from the back rooms you cannot see anything. The spa is not super well renovated, so sound carries a lot. I've also often heard clicks on the keyboard and mouse, then rounded the corner and no one is at the desk. TBH, the spa lady seems real chill, I think she's just stuck. She doesn't have a negative presence, nonetheless she still makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. Now let's move our focus down to the store. I usually work with my coworker, homie, and it's a common thing for us to be standing behind the desk chatting to one another, and we will hear a single footstep behind us on the stairs and you look behind you and no one is there. Honestly, just a lot of unexplained noises go on behind us in the staircase, super unsettling, right? Enter COVID-19. We were closed for more than 3 months, which is the longest the salon, spa has been closed since opening over 30 years ago. We reopened from the virus on May 26. Before we were actually open, all the reception team had to come in to go back through the books and call all the guests that missed appointments due to our closure. So I worked 2 shifts of calling people back. On the second shift, chilly. I was working with my manager and this other guy as well. So anyways, we had the salon open while we were in the store because it has the only washroom. So at one point he went downstairs to get something from the printer. I heard something behind me in the stairwell, so I turned around thinking he needed a pen or something. At the same time the phone rang. So I wiped around for like 2 seconds, then the phone rang, so I wiped back around, but my manager already picked up the phone. I turned back around to see what he needed, and to my astonishment he was way down in the salon at the printer. This confused the fuck out of me because I was sure I saw his face directly behind me. For the rest of my shift I shoved all thoughts of it out of my head. When I got home that evening, the thoughts of what I saw kept coming back. And finally I came to the conclusion I absolutely did not see my coworker's face, he is quite pale and blonde. The man's face I saw was dark, all over just dark. So I drew his face. Needless to say, it's the scariest thing I've ever drawn. I've attached the photos to my page. Anyways, over the next few days as the salon opens, word traveled real quick of what I saw and what I drew. Until the salon manager comes up to me and starts telling a truly awful story of the son of the architect who had constructed the building. His name was Ryan Jenkins of Calgary, Alberta. His dad, the architect, was Dan Jenkins of Calgary, Alberta. Now if you wanna fact check me, go and Google his name. Anyways, turns out Ryan had committed a horrific murder in 2009. He had married this woman in California, and through a series of events he murdered this woman, and mutilated her body in an effort to have the body unidentifiable. The T is she was identified by her breast implant serial numbers. Anyways, so he actually wound up committing suicide the same week he killed her in Hope, British Columbia, in a motel, after he had fled across the border back to Canada. The motel manager who had found him hanging in his room described it as looking into the devil's eyes, and that he would never forget that face. The salon manager tells me this story and tells me to look him up. To see if I drew his face. I Google his name and I immediately exited the tab. That was the M. Fing face that I saw. I swear to God. So the following shift that I go in, I'm chanting this in my head that I'm not scared, that I'm strong and you can't touch me. I worked alone that day and I heard many unpleasant things behind me, including a hand slapping the security gate that hangs a little low between the salon and the desk. At the end of the night though, I mustered up the courage to say goodnight as I was leaving, and I heard three loud distinct footsteps coming up the stairs, and girl, I ran out the door. Since then my homie, coworker and I have had the printer printing random computer mumbo jumbo that it does often, like random things like hearts and filled in smiley faces and card suits like spades. We often have wondered if it's someone trying to communicate. One day we got so many OC the weird computer speak printouts, and on one page. All in caps. One word. It just read help. So yeah, my work is super haunted. I saw a murderer's face in the stairwell. For some reason he's decided this is a great place to reside since his passing. And yeah, super duper cool. Edit asterisk, there are actual photos of him in front of the building back in 1990. His dad's architecture firm used to reside in the office space that we now also rent. Edit asterisk, I didn't even get into what goes on in the staff room on the top floor. Several people have been up in the staff room after the alarm has been set, over in the office spaces. They've heard doors slamming, voices, light switches clicking, and one girl even has heard whistling. I have also experienced something up there where we made it mad. TBH, looking back, this was very foolish of us, but it was a slow day in the spa and a girl I work with brought tarot cards. I think we stirred up some shit up there, because at the end of the day we are in the staff room chatting. From the hallway, I just heard a plastic container go flying and smack into a wall. Sounded like someone threw it hard. Needless to say, we ran. I made a separate post for the photos, or you can click my profile.